sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I was once told by the brother of my grandfather that I shouldn't continue my genealogy search of the Jones family history. With a last name like mine, I could only imagine the number of generations back it would take me to find a slave owner in the midst of my genealogy by the name of Jones. Most certainly, I would have been very disgusted that I have any connection to slave ownership. That said, would that make me a racist at the end of the day? Impossible. That would have to have been taught to me by someone, most likely my parents, but that didn't happen. My father would have been the one to do so, but again, impossible. With my father having served in World War II and my dad playing sports his whole life, he had a respect for people of any color or ethnic background and taught me and my siblings the same. One of my dad's best friends was a leader in the community here in Eureka, was African American. One night, my dad was pulling my leg, as they always did, and told me that it was actually Sam's son. So whenever we would see each other on the streets, I would hear Sam say, "Hi, son," to which I would say, "Hi, Dad." You know, we always got a few looks from the people around us from time to time, but it was certainly a fun thing. On a day-to-day basis, my father taught me correct behavior, and I believe that I've done the same with my four sons growing up. In fact, I know I have. I understand Black Lives Matter. I understand that if I comment on it, I could be considered a racist because I'm probably going to add that all lives matter or blue lives matter. You know, what's happening day around in this country is absolutely despicable. We all understand protests, but what we don't understand is how those that loot and vandalize can get away with it, and if a rubber bullet hits one of them, oh, they were the ones that wronged. So, and now let's tear down statues of history that'll be forever erased. And if that's what they want, that's what they're going to get. And then someday we won't have any history to teach our growing youth. So I had a comment one day from somebody, and I replied back, "Well, you know, here's a great movie to watch. Remember the Titans?" It was all about a high school back east in the Arlington area where segregation was working or not in Maryland in 1973. That'd be right next to a stone's throw from a place where the Battle of Gettysburg took place. Denzel Washington takes on the task of coaching a segregated football team with many challenges from the players to the parents to the township. And if that movie doesn't, you know, get to you, I don't know what would. By the way, I did find a horse thief in our family tree. And, you know, I still don't believe Denzel Washington is going to change his last name anytime soon. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.